Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Tim, my son came home from church on Sunday, and he'd said that the sermon, one of the big takeaways from the sermon that he'd heard said was this, that though Christ tries us, he never tempts us. Pastor spent some time kind of making the distinction between the two. And as we see that in Scripture, that Jesus never tempts us, make the distinction, if you would, between a test that God may orchestrate and a temptation that he absolutely did not initiate.
Yeah, that's a very important distinction. And obviously, those two words are closely related in that, a test, the language really has to do with the situation itself. Like I'm in a moment of testing, just like Jesus, we're told in Matthew 4, was led out into the wilderness to be tested. Temptation has more to do with the luring effect that takes place internally. And so they're closely related because we can be in a situation of a test, something that is challenging, something that is difficult. There are choices before us. Am I going to be faithful to my spouse in this moment of temptation? You know, it's a moment of test, but the temptation, the word, really has to do with that luring effect. Like, what are my desires leaning towards? What do I need to say yes to? What do I need to say no to? And that's why I think temptation is very revealing. And temptation, though it is authored by the devil to destroy us, it is allowed by God to instruct us. God's not the author of our temptation, but he allows us to live in a world where we're going to be tempted, but that is not to crush us or destroy us. God is not cruel. He's not playing some kind of trick or some game with us. And when it comes to temptation, he's not responsible for our desire to want to make a bad decision in it. But he allows us to live in this world where there are all kinds of choices, and he wants to train us as his children to make the right choices. And that's why we've got to be so clear on this topic, that temptation causes us to look within and say, okay, what are my desires right now? Do I want to just, like you just said, bow out? Do I want to medicate myself? What do I want to do right now? And does that line up with Scripture or not? Because I need to make a decision right now. And that's going to affect not just me in this moment, but it's going to affect the rest of my day, my week, my month, and it's going to influence my life.
Mm. I want you to say that again, because I know I'll mess it up, but some to the effect that temptation is orchestrated or authored by the enemy in hopes to destroy us. Say that again. I told you I'd mess it up.
Yeah. According to what we know from Scripture, like temptation is authored by the devil to destroy us, but it's allowed by God to instruct us. He clearly allows us to live in this world, but it's not to destroy us. It is so that we might learn to choose truth. And that's why the way out of temptation is also the way up, because when we choose the truth, we become stronger.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.